In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 36, October 2nd, 1938. The New Era, Part 2. Jesus, Luisa says, I am always in the divine will. This is what we want. We want to echo Luisa. We want to echo what Luisa says. So when you read this, I am always in the divine will, you say, yes, I always want to be in the divine will. We reinforce this echo of Luisa to our God. We're saying to him, I always want to be in the divine will. He says, although in inexpressible bitternesses, as if they wanted to muddy its seas, but this sea of the fiat forms its waves and covering, hiding me inside of itself, inside my bitternesses. So here, this bitterness that we're going through, this longing what we're going through, is basically what Jesus tells the apostles in the eight Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are longing. Blessed are those who are suffering. Blessed are those who are separated at this point from God. Great. It's going to be repaired. Everything's going to be restored. This bitterness that we're in, we're watching our families pull away from Christ and his church. We're watching the world. At war with one another, we're watching the sorrow and the sadness. And he goes, blessed are those who are going through these bitternesses. He says, I'm going to help you get through this by giving you the book of heaven. I'm going to help you go through this by beginning to live this abundant life. So he says, the sea of the fiat forms its waves. This is peace, joy, and happiness. Covering and hiding me inside itself, sweetening my bitterness, giving me back the divine strength to make me continue my way in its divine will. So when you look at all that's around us, you can be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. Or you can say, fiat, Lord, give me the strength to make me continue to long for this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So he says this power that God is giving is such as to reduce to nothingness my bitterness, the sorrow, the sadness. Blessed are those who are suffering persecution. Blessed are those who are meek. Blessed are those. It's, the Beatitudes is the Magna Carta of the Catholic faith. You know, we've learned the Ten Commandments. We have to live the Beatitudes, what Jesus has given to us. And he makes it a little easier. Instead of 10, there's 8. So it's less to put into practice, but it's everything. And Jesus says, when you enter into this fiat, when you enter into this universal life, he says it has the power to reduce to nothing the bitternesses that we're going through. To make rise again for within itself the life of the sweetness, all beautiful, all majestic, to adore the divine will, to thank the divine will, to pray the divine will, to that it never leave us alone and abandoned. To see what Jesus is doing. This is the life that Jesus and Mary had before Jesus went out to the public. It was a life of peace, joy, and happiness. What were they doing? Jesus teaches Luisa, they were praying the rounds. This is the prayer of Jesus. This is the prayer of Mary. And he's asking us, are you willing to enter into this life? So he's teaching us how to pray the rounds, to enter into creation, to embrace all of creation, because creation is going to teach us the love of God. As we look, as he says, I made the senses for God to what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you smell, what you touch. These senses were made so that we could see God and hear God and smell God and taste God and touch God. It's to begin to recognize the I love you of God in all of creation. You know, people say, oh, it was a beautiful sunset. You know, that sunset was this, at that day, was an I love you from God. The most of the time throughout the day, we're blind. We don't see, we don't hear, we don't smell, we don't taste. That's by praying the rounds of creation. By praying the round of creation, what happens is you begin to see that everything is teaching us the love of God. St. Thomas Aquinas says that. We see the love of God in all the love of creation. Who could have done this? Who could have produced this? What science wants us to say, or false science wants us to say, is it happened by chance. It happened by chance. This all that we see, the perfection that we see in the stars at night, the perfection that we see in the leaf on a tree, the perfection that we see in an insect, in an animal, it just happened. The perfection that you can see in humanity. Just look at the great saints. You know, if you haven't read The Saint Among Savages, read that. These men, these young men, went and said, I want to give to them the beauty of the faith. I want to give to them this universal life. And they lived among the pagans to help them turn to Christ and his church. And see, that's the thing, again, that's the thing that's tough for us to understand. Why would these young people do this? Give up everything. Suffer martyrdom. Read the martyrdom of Saint Jean de Beauvoir. He said his prayer was, Lord, let me go through all the sufferings of all the martyrs to bring the faith to these people, this beautiful people, to bring the faith to them. And what do you have? You have Saint Catherine, Tekakwitha. You have the blood of the martyrs hasn't produced this abundant life. If you look at Canada, the beautiful churches, the faith that Canada was given, the shrines in Canada are amazing. Yet we're at this time of war where the church is being attacked. It's not the individual martyrs, but the entire church. And the saints have said that the church, the bride of Christ, must be with their spouse on Calvary. That's what we're going through right now. And why all of this? He says, because what's coming is the life full of sweetness, a life all beautiful, a life all majestic, which we adore and thank and praise God for this life that he wants to fill us so that it never leaves us alone, never abandons us. We want to participate in this abundant life. Yes, it's going to be tough. Just read the lives of the saints. But our martyrdom is different than the saints. Our martyrdom is to give up that which is of human will, to embrace that which is divine will. This is the life that is full of sweetness, all beautiful, all majestic, that we adore it, we love it, we praise it, we thank God for this life, image and likeness of God returning to humanity. Our God loves us. He has allowed us to be living at this time, predestined us to live at this time. Why? So that the kingdom can be established in us on earth, this dust. Breathe the Ruah of God, the breath of a God in us on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. And now what's happening? A new beginning is happening for humanity. So, and God is asking us to live at this time. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that we pray and we ask for divine healing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.